The city's chief administration and finance officer, Lee Erdman, laid out a grim scenario during the meetings with the legislative leaders. Springfield is facing a $27 million deficit in the half-billion-dollar budget for the fiscal year that starts in less than 2 months. The city could be insolvent in less than 3 years unless current revenue and spending trends are reversed.
The resources aren't there to continue to support our core city services in the face of all those challenges.
Erdman said the city's property tax base is eroding and real estate tax collections will be down $7 million. Just over 60% of the city's budget is built on state aid. Unrestricted local aid has been cut by over 30% from 5 years ago. Springfield could see a $2 million increase in local aid under the state budget approved last month by the House. A decade ago, Springfield faced bankruptcy and was rescued by a $60 million state bailout. A state-appointed finance control board ran the city for 5 years. Erdman said the city's proposed rescue package this time is not a cash bailout.
We understand the state still faces financial challenges, and we don't expect miracles, but we're hoping that the state can find a way to help us with one or two of the items, and that in future years the state can do more.
The city seeking legislation to let it tax in excess of the state's Proposition 2.5 tax cap, as well as a relaxation of educational spending requirements. The plan calls for transferring the cost of school busing from the municipal budget to the school budget and dipping into an $8 million scholarship trust fund. The legislative leaders were noncommittal. The city's finance department has proposed fee increases for dozens of city services, including dog licenses, building permits, and trash collection. Springfield City Councilor John Lysak has been holding a series of public meetings, and not surprisingly, the trash fee hike is very unpopular.
People are not happy with it. Lee Erdman's proposing a $220 trash fee, which is absurd. With smaller barrels, less service, more money, people aren't happy with that. We're going to have to look into other options.
Lysak, a member of the City Council's Finance Committee, believes the city can cut spending without directly impacting services.
We have departments that are extremely top-heavy. When we put cuts to them last year, they pulled people out of the bottom when it really should have been some higher-up positions. We have a lot of salaries that are over six figures a year that don't need to be there. We have plenty of people who take cars home and use vehicles that don't need to. There's a lot of options we can look into, and I think the council's really looking at tightening our belts this year.
Municipal union officials believe the city can find cost savings in health insurance. Rachel Thomas is an official with the Springfield Patrolmen's Union who's urging the city to solicit bids for health insurance rather than stay in the state-run plan known as the GIC.
Because if money can be saved and therefore jobs can be saved and services can be saved, it seems ridiculous not to go out for a bid.
But William Mahoney, the city's director of human resources and labor relations, said it could cost the city $80,000 to publicly bid for health insurance quotes with no guarantee of saving money.
The GIC, which has 300,000 subscribers, has a much better buying position than the city does with 8,000 subscribers. So those of us who've looked at the issue, we've just been convinced that by staying with the GIC, when they go out to bid, we're going to be the beneficiaries of that bid.
Under a new state law intended to lower the costs of health insurance for cities and towns, municipalities must provide insurance plans that are no more expensive than the state-run GIC. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.